Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos D'maya Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav and Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shalom Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gittel and Daniel Eliezer Ben Tzipori Rachel Lishi Begibench Vezer Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us of another case where we're afraid that produce that had Maisar taken off of it was switched for produce that didn't have Maisar taken off of it. Hanos and Lechamoisai, someone that gives produce to his mother-in-law. We're talking about a fine yeshiva guy who married a fine seminary girl, but sadly, her parents are Amaratzim. So this yeshiva fellow, this fine avrich of ours, he brought his own produce, his own fruits and vegetables, and he gave them to his mother-in-law to prepare for him. Ma'aser eshu naisin la, v'eshu naitel mimena. He has to take ma'aser off that which he's giving to her, and that which he's receiving from her. When he receives his dish of cooked carrots from his mother-in-law, he has to take ma'aser off of that. Why is that? Because she suspected that she's going to switch out something that got ruined. She's making food for her son-in-law, and some of it got ruined, so she's going to quickly take her food from her own produce that didn't have ma'aser taken off of it, and give that to her son-in-law. And Rabbi Yehuda continues explaining the Tanakama really is Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, she wants what's good for her daughter, and she's embarrassed of her son-in-law. She doesn't want to give ruined food to her daughter and son-in-law, so in order not to be embarrassed, she just takes her own food and she gives it to her son-in-law. But her own food didn't have ma'aser taken off of it, so that's why her son-in-law has to take ma'aser off of the food that he's getting from his mother-in-law, because it's very possibly his mother-in-law's produce and not his own. Now this is all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that we don't have to suspect that a mother-in-law is going to switch out her son-in-law's food for some of her own food, and therefore, when the son-in-law gets food back, he can assume that that was his own produce, his own food that he had given his mother-in-law to prepare for him. But now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda does agree with the Chachamim, that if he gave his mother-in-law produce during the Shemitah year, he didn't give her produce which is Shemitah, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, but he gave her produce during the Shemitah year, she's not suspected that she's going to exchange it for some of her own produce, which is questionable when it comes to Shemitah, lahachos bita shvias, that's going to end up feeding her daughter something which is Shemitah and which is questionable. That's because all Amaratzim know that when it comes to Shemitah, we have to be very careful. And in this case, she's not suspected of switching out her son-in-law's food for some of her own. And now moving on to Parak Dalad Mishnah Aleph. We've said many times previously that Nama Aretz is not believed to say that he took proper maizrus off of his produce. But now the Mishnah is going to tell us a few scenarios where he is believed to say that. The Mishnah says, Halakeach Paris Misha Ainu Neman Ala Maisrus. A person bought produce, he bought some fruits and vegetables from someone who's not trusted on Maisrus. He bought this produce from an Ama Aretz, and this produce is Demai. Veshachach La'asran. And this Chaver forgot to take Maisr off of them. It happens. People forget. But the problem is that now it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take Maisr off of produce. But then, Veshaylei B'Shabbos, he asked him on Shabbos if he took Maisr off of them. He tracked down the Arkan, he tracked down this fruit and vegetable vendor, he found him on Shabbos, and he asked him, did you take maisers off of your produce? And the person tells him, yes, yoichal al piv. He can eat based off of what he said. This chaver can trust this Am Aretz on Shabbos, and he can eat all of his fruits and vegetables on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. However, Chashcha Matzah Shabbos, the moment it gets dark Matzah Shabbos, lo yoichal ad she'aser, he's not allowed to continue eating until he takes maisr off. Why is that? That kind of sounds funny. He's allowed to eat them on Shabbos because we're trusting the Amar that he took off Maaser, but the moment Matzah Shabbos hits, he's not allowed to continue eating that apple that he just bit into. Now, the reason for that is because the Kavod Shabbos, we say that we can believe this Amar. But the moment it hits Matzah Shabbos, the Chum were afraid that if we allow him to continue eating this produce based off of what the Amar said on Shabbos, that he's just going to end up relying on the Amar during the week as well. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's just going to end up going to the Arkan, ask him if he took maisers off, and trust him as well. Therefore, we only trust him on Shabbos to eat the fruit on Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, we don't trust him. We don't trust what he said on Shabbos. And a similar case, the Mishnah continues, Loi Matzai. Let's say he wasn't able to find the fruit and vegetable guy. He didn't know who he bought it from. He went to Shuk Machne Yehuda. He found some random guy who was selling. The person didn't have it to dat kashrut. He didn't have a piece of paper saying that you could trust him. This chaver of ours forgot to take maaser off before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know whom he bought them from. But Amar Lai Echad She'enu Neman Ala Maaseres, someone who's not trusted on Maaseres, meaning another Am Haaretz told him, don't worry, Musarin Hain, those fruits that you have, they already had Maaser taken off of them. I know who you bought them from, and I know he took Maaser off of them. Eichel al piv, this person, this chaver, is able to eat these fruits and vegetables based off of what that other Am Haaretz said. Even though that Am Haaretz wasn't the Yarkan himself, he wasn't the fruit and vegetable vendor, but he still trusted to say that they had the maasers taken off of them. However, Chashcha Matzah Shabbos, the moment he comes dark Matzah Shabbos, lo yechal ad she'aser, he's not allowed to continue eating them until he takes off maaser. And the Mishnah continues with another case. But in this case, we're going to be talking about something called Meduma. Meduma is a mixture of chulin and truma. A person has a pile of chulin and a pile of truma, and then that pile of chulin and truma got mixed up. That's called meduma. And all that produce is only allowed to be eaten by a kayin because it has truma mixed up in it, and we don't know where the truma is and where the chulin is, so only a kayin is allowed to eat it unless the proportion of chulin to truma is 1 to 100. But now we're going to be talking about a scenario where the proportion is not 1 to 100, so therefore we have an issue of truma being mixed up with chulin. The Mishnah continues, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, Shechazer Lim Kaima. Trumas Meiser of Demai that was put back into its place. As we said previously, when a person has Demai, he has to separate Trumas Meiser. So he did that. He took off the Trumas Meiser, and before he was able to give it to the Kayin, it fell back into this Chulin. What does he do now? It's not 1 to 100. Does he have to give the whole thing to a Kayin? The Mishnah tells us, Rab Shimon Shazuri Aimer, Rab Shimon Shazuri says, Af b'chayl, even during the week, Shayalai v'echal al-piv. He can ask the Yarkan, he can ask his vegetable guy that he bought these veggies from, if he had taken off Meiser, and he can eat all this produce based off of what the vegetable guy says. And the reason why we trust the Yarkan even during the week is because since we're dealing with Truma, Truma's Meiser is a form of Truma, Amaratzim are careful even when it comes to Truma. So if this Am Haaretz says, I took off Truma's Meiser, we can trust him, and now this mixture is not meduma, it turns out that the whole thing is chulin, and therefore this person is allowed to eat this mixture. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.